The Jack Kirkwood Show.
Nobody going to sleep while this show's on. The following program is partially recorded and will be heard in Canada by shortwave in Alaska and Hawaiian Islands, by our armed forces in all theaters of operation, and in the 11 western states of the USA. It's the Jack Kirkwood Show! Hey, you!
Are you listening?
Ladies and gentlemen, we all admire a man who's built like an ancient from Greece. Well, here's a man whose build is at least 99% Greece, Jack Kirkwood!
Thank you, Steve Dunn. How do you do, Steve Dunn? My golly, you've changed, haven't you? Got kind of red hair now.
Yeah,
had it dyed over the weekend. Looks like you're shorter than you used to be, too.
Well, I am.
Yes,
that is.
Why, my golly, other thing, Steve Dunn, I forgot he's off, isn't he? Yeah, this is Larry Stevens. Hey. Well, Larry Stevens! Thanks, Larry, for that great big build-up you gave me. Reminds me of the days when I was a weightlifting champ in college.
You were a weightlifting champ?
Yeah, he waited on tables and lifted wallets while he did the serving.
My money. Well, let me leave. Well, tell Larry about the fun we used to have at the beach and how much the girls admired my build. Well, every time I came to the beach, they used to flock around me.
Yeah, but only because they didn't want to rent beach umbrellas.
Yeah.
Was Jack really that fat, Lil?
Was I?
What did you say?
I said, was Jack really that fat?
Oh, yeah.
Up, he's nervous.
Why, when Jack stood up at the beach, no one for 5 miles could get a tan.
Oh, shit.
Were you ever a lifeguard at the beach, Jack?
No. I didn't even speak to the lifeguards there, Larry.
Didn't you like them?
No, every time some swimmer called for help, they used to jump into the lifeboat and go out after them.
Well, what was wrong with that?
They always mistook me for the lifeboat. And I get seasick.
How long was your pay?
Well, look what came up with the grunion. Lee Albert. And what have you written on that old piece of seaweed today, Lee?
Oh, just an interesting observation, Mr. Kay.
Yeah, what is that?
I have just found out that the world can never come to an end.
Well, why can't the world ever come to an end, Lee?
Oh, because it's round, that's why.
Out. Send her back out with the tide. Make sure she's tied tight. Hey, do you mind if I shoot dice upon that volcano? I feel like taking a chance on lava.
Well, not at all.
I thought that was good, too.
Not at all. Say, have you ever seen a real volcano, Jack?
I know I haven't, Larry. What does it look like?
Why, it's a monstrous thing that roars and rumbles and spits fire and is heard for miles.
Oh, you've met my wife, eh?
You and your wife still having trouble, Jack?
Yeah, last week she got mad and she went home to her mother. Oh, it was awful.
What was so awful about it?
Her mother wasn't home since she came back. Oh, that was awful.
Well, if you have such a bad time with her, why don't you get a divorce?
What? Well, this is my only means of support.
You just let your wife support you, Jack?
No, I just don't let her support me. I have to threaten her once in a while.
Well, why don't you get out and get a job?
Well, I had one, but the foreman was jealous and he had me fired.
What was the foreman jealous of?
Oh, I always used to get a softer shovel to lean on.
See, what happened to that job I told you about yesterday?
Yes. Oh, you mean the one that advertised for a wide-awake, alert, on-the-ball man to be a night watchman?
Yeah, that's the one. What happened? Why didn't you get the job?
I fell asleep during the interview. And now if George Wright will rise from the stool of the organ, put on his white jacket, and take his usual position walking up and down the aisle selling boxes of candy with the interesting pictures inside. Hold it up to the light, boys. Mouse. Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse. Watch it there, too. Watch it there, too. We know it's time to attend. We know it's time to attend. Theater.
Today, the madhouse comedy drama, and the only reason I'm sitting through another performance is because I can't find my shoes players. present another stirring drama from great moments in history as they dramatize the Robert Fulton story, or I built this steamboat because I was sick and tired of waiting across the Mississippi. As the curtain rises, we find Bob Fulton hard at work in his woodshed. Curtain. Music.
That's that.
Hello, Mr. Fulton.
Hey.
What you doing, Mr. Fulton?
I'm building a steamboat.
What's a steamboat?
It's a boat that runs on steam.
I thought boats always ran on water.
I hate wise kids. Monsters. Why don't you run along and take a Boy Scout knife out of petty cash and cut your finger off?
Mr. Fulton?
What?
I don't think you like me.
You know something? You're right. Now hit the road. I'm busy. I hit my finger.
Mr. Fulton?
What?
Why'd you hit your finger with a hammer?
I ran out of nails. And I gotta use something to hold this boat together, you know.
Well, I'll see you later.
Not if I see you first.
Here comes your mother.
Okay.
Robert Fulton. What are you doing out here in the woodshed? Come on, tell me.
Building a steamboat, Ma. I'll be famous. And you know something? Folks will be talking about me.
They're already talking about you. They think you're nuts. Most kids...
Yeah, like mother, like son.
Most kids sneak out behind a woodshed to smoke cigarettes. But no, you got to be different and build steamboats. You're getting to be a regular juvenile delinquent.
What's a juvenile delinquent?
A boy who sneaks behind woodsheds and builds steamboats.
Now, looky here, Ma. I'm not a boy. I'm over 30 years old. Way over.
You are?
Certainly. Don't you remember nothing?
Well, I guess I better cut your curls.
I sure wish you would cut these long curls, Ma. On account of them, I got thrown out of a saloon the other night.
Why?
Well, the bouncer said that a lady without escorts weren't allowed.
Why, Robert Fulton, you don't look like a girl.
Well, I did that night. I had trimmed my mustache that night. Doesn't show them as black as this today. A little too much calcium. Ma, please let me finish my steamboat, will you, huh? Ma, will you, huh? Primanently, Jiminy Cricket, Jumpin' Gee Hoss have had a couple of Gee Willikers and a golly jumper. Will you, huh, Ma? Can I finish my steamboat, please? Huh, Ma? Can I? Please, huh?
Well.
Huh, Ma? Can
it? Well, I'm thinking about it.
Don't take it very long. I'm running out of huh's there.
Well, okay. But when you take the steamboat out on the river, don't drown.
Oh, don't worry none about me, Ma.
It ain't you I'm worried about. But I just paid $1.50 for them shoes you're wearing. If you drown, I'm out $1.50. You aiming to build this steamboat alone, Robert?
No, Larry Stevens from next door is coming over to help me.
Robert, you know I don't like you associating with that boy.
I know it, but I can't help it.
Well, he's heading for trouble.
I knew that when I heard him sing.
He's bad. He'll end up in jail. He's no good.
Well, why do you say that, Ma?
He chews gum.
Oh, well, I'll watch myself, Ma. I won't take on any of his habits. I'm upright, honest, clean, and sober. Today.
Oh, here comes Larry Stevens. I'll leave you two alone.
Okay. Hiya, Robert.
Hi, Larry. You going to help me build my steamboat?
Sure, Robert, but first you got to turn your back to me and guess what I got in my hand.
Okay. My back's turned. Can you give me a hint?
Sure. Here's the hint.
Ow, my head! Ooh.
What have I got?
A hammer.
Darn you guessed it. How'd you guess I had a hammer in my hand?
I peeked. Oh. Come on, let's get this steamboat built. We want to make the earlier edition of the high school life of history books. Come on, give me the hammer, Larry. Now, not the head, in the hand. Now, I don't mean hit my hand. What's wrong with you, yak puncher?
I've been chewing gum again.
Oh, boy. Chewing gum. Well, don't let my mother smell your breath. Here, have a shot of bourbon to kill the gum smell.
Aren't we devils? Come on, let's finish the boat. Hey, what's this, Robert?
That's a steam boiler.
Why boil steam?
That's what makes the boat go. The steam forces the valve to elevate within the cylinders, thereby causing combustion that'll ignite the Mumford gauges, then the furnace shaft will spin while the engaging a cogwheel that'll in turn will propel the craft through the water.
Oh, what's that mean?
Darn if I know. Sure was fun while it lasted, though. Hey, here we go. That's almost finished, Larry. Pretty soon we'll be steaming down the river to New Orleans. Do you like hominy grits, black eyed peas, corn pone, and Dixieland music?
Well, I don't know. I've never eaten Dixieland music.
Well, it's a good story. All right, she's all ready, Larry. Let's back her out of the shed.
Gosh, Robert, this steamboat's over 100 feet long and over 50 feet wide. How'll we get it through the shed door?
You rub some soap on it. That's so. Push.
Hey, look out. Hang on to it. Look out. She's rolling away. She's rolling down the hill towards the river. Hang on.
You invested down the drain.
Yeah, I heard it. It could have been worse, Ma.
Well, what do you mean,
well,
Tom?
Well, I could have been on it and ruined my buck and a half shoes.
And so we close the doors on the Madhouse Little Theater.
And now George Wright plays Love is Just Around the Corner. Do you mind if I sit down? I've been stood up all week.
Well, not at all. You can do what you like, but I haven't got time to waste. I've got to help rescue my wife. She's stuck on a bar.
Well, I'll go with you, old fellow.
Well, don't bother. She's on a boat, and it's stuck on a sandbar.
Well, what'll it be?
On a sandbar. Sandbar.
Well, sandbar. Yes, I'd love to. Well, neighbor, look like we've beaten another one until it's groggy and sent it to its corner. Be back soon, ready again to start another round or two.
Partially recorded with the same gang. Lillian Lee, George Wright, Lee Albert, Sad Sam, the sound man, and our producer, J.C. Lewis. So sit in our corner, won't
Thanks
you?
Thanks for cheering for us today, neighbor. Thanks for your swell cards and letters, all that kind of stuff like that there. Dandy reasons. So sure, grateful. Keep them coming. In the meantime, drive carefully. Take mighty good care of yourselves now, you hear me?
Till next time, this is Larry Stevens.
And Jack Kirkwood asks you to wait for that call.
Hey!
Are you listening?
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.